Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode in our series, Tales from the Animal Sphere. Yes, and today we are going to be hearing the two stories. Both stories showcases some sort of an activity which each one of us must have definitely done in our childhood, or we are seeing someone known to us, your niece, nephew, cousin, your kids have also been doing this. And the first story is something which, again, like an activity which we do and we just barely escape. We have been lucky when we do some mischief. It's a story on that lines. And the second one is a story wherein I'm sure the parents are going to get some idea how to fine-tune this thing that the kids do. Yeah. So with that hint, let us quickly go ahead into our episode for the day. And listeners, here we go. Cherry time. It was cherry time again. Candy the kitten licked her lips. The cherry tree in Mrs. Cat's garden was covered with delicious cherries. Candy couldn't wait any longer. She leaped up the tree, settled herself on the biggest branch, and began a wonderful feast. But from high up in the tree, Candy could see right into her neighbor's garden, and it seemed to her that her neighbor's cherry tree was covered in even redder, rounder, ripe cherries. Candy didn't hesitate. She slid down from the cherry tree, leaped onto the wall which separated the two gardens, thought for just a few seconds, "What would my neighbor say?" wagged her tail, twitched her nose and decided, "Never mind, nothing ventured, nothing gained," and jumped onto the lawn. She looked all around her, no one in sight, and climbed right to the top of the magnificent cherry tree. And what a feast she had! Her neighbor's cherries were definitely better than Mrs. Cat's. They were sweeter, juicier, and they had a special kind of taste, the taste of adventure. Our little kitten went on with her feast. Her whiskers were covered with red juice and her blue blouse was splashed with violet. Candy's neighbor, a rather cantankerous lady giraffe, was taking some air on the terrace. All of a sudden, she caught a glimpse of something blue in her cherry tree. And it didn't take her long to identify that strange blue shape. She stood up, crossed the garden in three strides and cried out, "Get down from that tree, you little one, or I'll pick you off like a cherry. As you can see, I'm as tall as this tree." Finding herself suddenly face to face with the giraffe, Candy started with surprise. She had been sitting quietly in the tree, making herself a pair of cherry earrings. What could she do? She was trapped. She looked all around herself in terror. But Candy was always an adventurous kitten, and she decided that at all costs she must escape the furious giraffe. There was only one way out. She would have to jump as far as possible. She gathered all her courage and crouched for a tremendous leap. She launched herself into the air. Bad luck. She caught her blue blouse on an overhanging branch. What a panic. The giraffe would catch her. Candy kicked and wriggled and twisted so much so that at last the material ripped and Candy was free. Then, just one agile pirouette into the air and our acrobat landed on the dividing wall. Hush, saved. Now all she had to do was to climb down into her own garden. Phew, Candy had avoided the spanking the giraffe would have given her. The giraffe was peering over the wall, shouting furiously, "It's lucky for you that cats always land on their feet, but you haven't got away with it yet, you know. It occurs to me that your mother might well have some questions to ask about that ripped blouse." And, well, the giraffe was right, much to the annoyance of Candy the kitten. By piecing together odd words and snippets of conversation, Mrs. Cat soon found out the whole story. Well, she decided that Candy would have to go without her dessert to punish her for being such a naughty kitten. But as you can guess, that wasn't such a hard punishment. After all, Candy had spent the whole afternoon feasting on those delicious cherries. And listeners, that was about our mischievous Candy the Cat, yes. And I'm sure this would have also, you know, brought back a lot of memories for all of us. I'm sure all of us have done something of this sort in our childhood where we have been really mischievous and done some real, tried to get away with a prank and we just managed to, you know, escape and not get a spanking or beating or shouting from the prank that we had done. And to be honest, at that time, obviously, we don't think about it so much. But now, when you really think about it in flashback, you're like, okay, I've done something like that. And it's a very good memory. Brings back good moments to, like, you know, talk about and pass on to your next generation. A funny, a good thing to remember, yeah? And yes, this was something which also really made me remember things that I have done. Obviously, I never knew to climb a tree. But then, apart from that, there have been some real these small mischiefs which have happened, especially because I have an elder brother and I used to do a lot of things and he used to end up getting the scolding and I used to escape from it. But yeah, well, I just hope he doesn't listen to this podcast right now. That's going to lead to a fight. But okay, that's a part of your sibling rivalry. But yes, I'm sure it would have also brought back a lot of good memories for all of you. And well, with that, let us quickly go ahead into our second story. This story is titled The Game of Two Rabbits, and here we go. The Game of Two Rabbits. Timmy Rabbit would never put away his clothes before he went to bed. Instead, he would fling them to all the corners of his room. And then in the morning, what trouble he would have finding them. His trousers would be all screwed up underneath the game's box. His waistcoat would be hidden under the bed, one shoe would be stranded on top of the wardrobe, and the other would be nowhere in sight. And as for his woolly hat, that would be in the plant pot, of course. His mother had grumbled at him, punished him, threatened him, but to no avail. Timmy Rabbit was as stubborn as he was scatterbrained. Then his daddy had an idea.
"Timmy," he said to his son, "do you know the game of two rabbits?"
"No, what is it?" said Timmy, very intrigued.
"I'll show you tonight at bedtime," replied Mr. Rabbit.
When evening came, Timmy was dancing with impatience. At last, his daddy began to explain the rules of this mysterious game.
"Begin with your trousers," he told Timmy, "and lie them flat at the bottom of your bed. Arrange your jacket a bit higher up with the sleeves carefully spread out. Yes, that's right, that's very good. Now then, at the foot of the bed you put your shoes and in each shoe you put one of your socks. Finish the lot off with your woolly hat. And there you are, you have made another Timmy Rabbit. That's the game of two rabbits, that's how you play it."
Timmy Rabbit thought it was a great fun.
"Mommy! There's another Timmy Rabbit on my bed! Come and look!" he called off laughing.
"Ha ha ha ha! That is funny!" cried Mrs. Rabbit, pretending to laugh at the joke, but secretly delighted at seeing Timmy's clothes so carefully arranged on the bedspread. The next morning, our Timmy Rabbit had a lovely surprise. He was dressed in 3 minutes. There was no more need to search frantically for his scattered clothes and even had time to enjoy a leisurely breakfast, something which had never happened before. The game of two rabbits had certainly been a very good idea. And you know, anyone can play this. Well, listeners, that's the end of our episode. And yes, this was the tale of the game of the two rabbits. And well, parents, if you're listening to this, I'm sure this is something which you can try it at home. Well, I don't think I used to be so disorganized. I remember coming back and keeping it on like a chair. I used to not fold it as a kid and, you know, keep it organized, but I used to collect it at one place. But then my brother used to do this, and he used to put off his clothes like just randomly in the room, and that used to like lead to a lot of fight and troubles at home. And yes, I'm sure if not kids, I think even some grown-ups do this. I have heard stories. But in any case, I think this is a good idea, which you can try out with your kids for sure. And do let me know if it works. Do share your comments at my Twitter handle @RoshniSK, or you can also drop your comments at the email ID sishu_kata@outlook.com. Well, I would like to hear two things: whether this technique did really work, the game of two rabbits. You can rename it for your kids, obviously. And I would also like to know if you have any such mysterious stories like Candy the Cat and you would like to share with me. Would love to hear from all of you. What have you been doing as a mischievous candy cat in your childhood? Yeah. So with that, we wrap up our episode for today, and I'll see you soon next week with possibly the last episode in this series, and then we'll start a new series. We need to see what that's going to be. But yes, let's see you soon. And before I sign off, wishing all my dear listeners a very, very happy Holi. Enjoy with your friends, family, and be safe. Be mindful of the amount of water that you'll be spending, the amount of water you'll be using, the colors. Just try to be a little more eco-friendly and have fun. See you soon, listeners. Bye-bye. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. See ya.